Well, you ready to, you want to go on a little bit more?
Yes.
We're going to conclude our August series today, Single-Minded, Planted, and Liberated. Phil referred to that a little bit, single-minded. That's important. You know, because a double-minded man will receive nothing from the Lord. It's not because that the Lord is, gets mad at you or anything. It's because he won't stand still long enough to be able to receive what he's got for you. You got to be single-minded. And if you are single-minded and focused on God, then you're going to be ready for the abundance that he has for you. And then planted. It's important to be planted. You know, there's too many people going from church to church to church to church and never finding what they're looking for. It's the same thing when you get a husband or wife who gets divorced and goes to the next and the next and the next, thinking that, no, because wherever you go, there you are. And you carry the same problems with you that you left in the other one. So, you know, there's too many... There's too many people hopping, church hopping, that's what we call it. Church hopping and never get planted, and then they never flourish, and then they wonder why they have so many problems. And because the answers have been passing them by at the speed of light. Whereas if they're planted, all they got to do is go like this, and the light will photosynthesis. You know, it's the, praise God. They will flourish in the courts of their God. And today we're going to talk about the law of liberty. Boy, I'll tell you something. Law of liberty. You know, there are many laws in the New Testament, and I'm not referring to natural, like, thou shalt not. You know, that's not the, I'm not talking about the Ten Commandments laws, or the laws of Leviticus. I'm talking about spiritual laws. Yes. There is a the law of faith, it says in Romans 3:27. Faith is a law. It works every time. That's why God says without faith, you know, it doesn't please him without faith. So without faith, it's impossible to please him. Why is that? Because faith works for you.
Amen.
There's the law of faith, and you can operate in that. It's a spiritual law of faith. You say, well, that sounds like a formula. Well, there are formulas in the Bible. It says believe and receive. It's true. God has simplified it down to that. But it's not just that. Because there's a person involved. His name is Jesus. And he's and your Father and the Holy Spirit. He's a person who absolutely loves you with a love that you cannot figure out in this peanut-sized brain. You just can't do it. You just have to accept it by faith. And God has called us to liberty. John, I could go on and on, but let's get into this thing while we still have time. And while you're still awake. You know, the Prime Minister of Israel came and sat down in the White House with Joe Biden, and I don't know if you saw, we saw somebody send, and there's Joe Biden with his mask on, sound asleep while the guy's talking.
Oh.
And he starts snoring.
Oh my gosh. That's horrible.
You know, look, we need help. But and the other thing wow. is, you know, I believe this country was designed where the leaders reflect the condition of the people.
Wow.
Don't sleep. Awake, thou that sleepest, and Christ will give you light. Light is the creative force of the universe. And if you receive light from God, he's creating in you things. He's not done with you yet. Yeah, you're a new creation, but that's for a purpose, to receive more and more and more and more and more. More ability, more love, more faith. More, you know, faith increases. You know, you can be weak in faith or you can be strong in faith. It says that in Romans chapter 4 about Abraham was not weak in faith, but gave glory to God. And as he gave glory to God, his faith gets stronger and stronger and stronger. So, we're talking today about the law of liberty. And, you know, Jesus said this. He says, he said, if you continue in my word, then are you to my disciples indeed, and you know the truth, and the truth will do something for you, won't it? What will the truth do for you?
Set you free.
It'll set you free. It'll make you free. It will make you free. Well, Freedom from what? These are good questions. Freedom from what? What does that look like? How does that feel? How can I maintain freedom in my life? Well, we're gonna look at this, and we're gonna get some answers today.
Amen.
Turn with me to James chapter 1. And as we do, let's just come into agreement. You know, this is the hour of the week that we get to come together corporately in the presence of the Lord, receive not only from this word, but receive from worship in the presence of God, and just be renewed and refreshed in His presence. And so let's come into agreement, remembering this. I'm not the teacher. The Holy Spirit is the teacher. He lives in you. And you hear my words, you hear a voice here and everything, but it's the voice inside that you should be. He's the counselor, he's the teacher. He takes what is spoken here and he assimilates it into and makes it relevant to you and your needs. He knows what your needs are before you even ask.
Amen.
Before you even know what they are. He knows what you're going to need, amen?
Amen.
So it's anything you receive in this, sir, it's not totally dependent on me. You have a big part of
right.
that in here.
Amen.
Amen. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before you. We ask you, Father, for free and clear utterance.
Yes, Lord.
Free of hindrances, Lord, even as Paul prayed for prayer, that the hindrances would be removed, that the word of God would have free course. Lord, give us eyes to see, ears to hear. Thank you, Father. We confess before you that our hearts are receptive and open to your voice as we commit to be doers of the word and not hearers only. Thank you that you watch over this word to perform it in our lives, in Jesus' name. So let's declare this together, our confession. This word is God speaking to me.
This word is God's life being imparted to me. This word is God's incorruptible seed being planted in me. This word is God's authority being delegated to me. This word is God's blessing overtaking me. This word is God's ability empowering me. This word is God's counsel guiding me. This word is God's power of salvation to me. This word is God accomplishing in me that which pleases Him. This word is God speaking to me.
Isn't that wonderful?
Yes.
And it's so much more than just this. This is just a capsulization, just a few things. But His word is a living thing.
Amen.
And we get to share it here. So what does freedom look like? What does freedom feel like? What can I expect? How do I maintain freedom in my life? What do I look for? How do I recognize it? How do I know I'm ready for it? Well, valid questions. And Father, right now, we just call forth answers to problems, solutions to needs that we have in Jesus' name. We thank you for it.
Amen.
In James chapter 1 and verse 22, it says, "But be ye doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves." I like the King James here. It says, "But." That puts a stop on the previous and is transitioning into a new understanding. But every word of this is so pregnant. It's so potent with new life. But be ye. A lot of other translations leave that out. You see, he's talking to you.
Right.
He's not talking to Uncle Harry or somebody who's not here that you think should hear this word. No, he's talking. Turn to your neighbor and say, "He's talking to me."
He's talking to me.
You're talking to me.
Hey.
Hallelujah to Jesus. Hallelujah. But be ye doers of the word, not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. You know, you don't need help from the devil deceiving if you're just not going to do the word. You'll give yourself all the help you need to be deceived.
Yeah.
And the devil will let you do it. He doesn't care. He doesn't even need to get up off of his couch because he's lazy. You know, if you read through the Proverbs and you see slothfulness and laziness, he's describing the devil.
Right.
And You know, but be diligent. He's describing Jesus and who you are in Christ. And all these things are, it's just a decision that you need to make. Effortless change. Verse 23 says, "For if any man be a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like unto a man beholding his natural face in a glass." And most of the modern translations translate glass as mirror. It's like a man who looks in a mirror, for he beholds himself and goes his way and straightway forgets what manner of man he was. In other words, he's looking in the mirror and just goes off, forgets what he looks like. But whoever or whoso looks into, is this on? Am I coming on?
Yeah. Yep.
Okay. But whoso looks into the perfect law of liberty. Say that, the law of liberty.
Law of liberty is perfect.
But whosoever looks into the perfect law of liberty and continues therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the word, this man shall be blessed in his deed. Don't tell me the word of God is too hard to do. No. Is the blessing too hard to take? I'm talking about the blessing of Abraham. The blessing. You shall be blessed in your deed. Now, let me talk for a minute about hearers only. I remember Rick Renner, Sparkling Gems of the Greek. He's a Greek scholar, and that thing is a Greek encyclopedia with practical application. But he described hearers only. You see, back in the days of the Bible, when James was writing this, James grew up, by the way, James is the half-brother of Jesus. He grew up watching Jesus, listening to Jesus. He was listening to the wisdom of God all his life. That's his big brother. Now, unlike Jesus, James' father was Joseph. Jesus' father was God, but they had the same mother. So what happened was James saw Jesus speaking one way and the whole world was speaking the other way. When the whole world was going this way, Jesus went the other way. He thought he was an absolute lunatic. James saw, later after he got saved, he says, "Wow! I wish I hadn't been so asleep when this was all happening right in front of me." But anyhow, James wrote this book. In those days, they didn't have cell phones. They didn't have text. They didn't have email. They didn't have the internet. They didn't have telephones, you know, the dial. They didn't have that. They didn't have radios. They didn't have any mass communication, thank God, communications. But everything was word of mouth. Or they would write things and publish them and they would be carried. But one of the main ways that news traveled was through public speakers. And people would go to these meetings and they would have their favorite speakers and they would share the news of what's going on in the last city and then speak it in this city. And people would know what's going on through these public speakers. And they all had their favorite little speakers. And it wasn't only mentally stimulating, it was funny. It was fun. It was entertaining as well. So these public speakers would be speaking, and the people came, much like you and I turn on the TV just to get away from it all and shut down and turn on the TV and veg.
Yes.
That's what they would do. They would go to these things and hear these speakers and veg. They weren't planning on doing anything. They weren't there to assimilate or use that to change or anything. In fact, most of them went there to impress people. They would go there to get information, news, and so they could look like they're knowledgeable so they can spread it to everybody else. And this is what's going on in the church. You turn on the TV, you veg, but then you turn on the TV station and you hear a televangelist or somebody on TV with a message say, "Well, that sounds good. I think I'll share that with so-and-so," but you never apply it to your life. You're a hearer only. You see how subtle this is? You see how it gets? It's a pattern that we need to just take out and throw down and say, "No, you know, if I hear something from God, I'm going to write it down and I'm going to do it." you know, when we play golf, Kevin will hit a long, the kid can hit, and he hits a ball, and when he hits it a long way and it goes straight, I say, write that down and memorize it. That swing. But when you hear something from God, write it down, memorize it, meditate on it, and get it a part of you. Get it down in your spirit, man, where it will begin to root and reproduce after its own kind. Hearers only don't receive anything from God. Amen? The word that would be synonymous with hearers only is like an auditor. When you go to a class, you're not doing it for any credit, you're not doing it to learn anything necessarily, but you're there just to audit it, to see what's going on. And there's too much auditing in the church, going from church to church, hearing this and that, and auditing and not applying. We need to get back. Do you mind if I tell you this stuff? Because, I mean, we need to get back to ground zero with this, where this is how we receive the Lord. And it says, how you receive the Lord, so walk you in Him. And when you go back to when you were first born again, when those visions of who you were first birthed into your spirit, when that wonderful sense of peace has blossomed in your heart, those are the things that we need to get back to and get hungry again and get sensitive to and get sharp and aware of being present in the moment is what we need to get back to. Amen?
Amen.
Hearers only. Auditors. And it's like, here's how I know that. Is because I'm the one that usually gets a call when you guys get in a trial or face something serious or heavy. And the word hasn't changed from the service time when you heard this word till when you get in that trial.
Right.
And but you're not really receiving the meat of it. You're not really receiving the power of it because you don't know who you are. You're looking in that mirror. By the way, this is your mirror. This is who you are in the spirit. This tells you who you are, what you have, all you can do, where you are. It tells you what's available to you. It tells you everything that Jesus, it tells you of an inheritance that you have. It tells you that you have the spirit of wisdom and revelation inside, working on the inside of you. So that when you come into a situation, you can say, I call forth the wisdom of God right now in the name of Jesus. You are a present help in time of need. And just start defaulting to that. Because if I get this, you mind if I tell you this? Because,
no,
you know, because you need to know this and be armed so that when you look into this mirror and then you go out into that world, don't forget who you are.
Yeah.
Don't forget what you have available to you, what you actually can do in every situation, and to establish the will of God in that situation. You didn't mind me telling you that?
Amen.
That you are, that all power has been given unto you in heaven and in earth.
Hallelujah.
If you're in Christ, because that's what happened then.
Hallelujah. Amen.
This may sound like, oh, you are so arrogant.
No, not at all.
The world's confident, the world's counterfeit for faith is arrogance.
Yes.
It looks very much, but it's total confidence. But it's clothed in peace and filled with joy. And you can't counterfeit the real stuff. But that's okay. The devil tries. It's, you know, it's his job. But we're better than that.
Amen.
We're better than arrogance because that's the nature of Satan. We have the nature of God, and his nature is love. And faith works by love.
Amen. Hallelujah.
But you have the power to tread on serpents and scorpions, and over all the power of the enemy. Mm-hmm. And people say, yeah, I've heard that before. Hearer only? What did you hear? What'd you do with it? See, these are the attitudes of the people by the wayside, the side of the road. And they say, oh, that's okay for you. I'm so glad that you found something that's so good for you and that you're happy with that. and the birds come steal it before you even get it. Just saying. I want to tell you that you have all power over the enemy, that you're equipped.
Amen.
That you're empowered and authorized to subdue it and have dominion over it.
Amen.
That's what has been restored to you. Back to James, chapter 1. You know, this is comparing. He's looking. This is a comparison, and it is so graphically comparing a man who looks into the mirror and absolutely forgets what he looks like. When we look into this perfect, and what is the law of liberty? What is the law of liberty? Let's go to John chapter 8, verse 31. Then said Jesus to those Jews which believed on him. These are believing Jews. They already believed on him. If you continue, do you believe in Jesus?
Amen.
He's talking to you.
Yes.
Turn to your neighbor and say, he's talking to me.
He's talking to me.
If you continue in my word, not your word, not your neighbor's word, not the advice of your whoever. If you continue in my word, then are you my disciples indeed, and you know the truth, and the truth will make you
free. Amen.
According to Jesus, and according to James, the perfect law of liberty is the word of God. Amen. And when you take it and you put it in your heart and renew your mind with it and go through a transformation in your life that can only come from the word of God renewing your mind. It's the only way it happens. The word of God is a living thing. The word of God is a powerful thing. The word of God created the universe. The word of God creates new things in you all the time. You need new cells in your body? You need new ligaments and joints in your body? You need healing in your body? Whatever that is, whatever that looks like to you. It might be beyond what medicine can do or whatever. That's fine. God knows exactly how to do it, and he did it in the first place. And he didn't make it sick. He made it whole. It was sin and things like that. Well, you can replace all those images. Sin. You can replace it by continuing in the word of God, which is the perfect law of liberty, and keep on working that law and working the law of liberty, working the word of God, downloading that truth into your heart, and that truth, just get it in there. And it'll make you free.
Amen.
Free from what? How about a poor self-image?
Yes.
Because when you know that God places a value on him that is worth at least as much as Jesus is, because that's what he paid for you with, that gives you some value. A value that you don't have to prove to the world. You don't have to prove it to anybody else. You're accepted with God. God is your Father now.
Amen.
Some people act like their past is their father who continues to dictate to them what they will do. No. Say no.
No.
Let's talk about this guy who looks at himself in the mirror. This is what James says. The first word in James chapter 1, verse 22. What is that word? Be. Well, but. Be. This is a state of being. You are not a human doing. You're a human being. And this is a state of being where you are, prior to hearing the word, that you are committed to doing it. How's that for some renovating thoughts? Be. Ye doers. It's a state of being. It's a present. It's being in the moment, ready to do what God says to do. This is what Jesus was. I mean, regardless of what the situation is, or how ridiculous it may, fill the water pots with water. Why? Because they need wine. What? Spit on the ground, make mud, and put it on his eyes. What possible sense does that make? But when you say, oh, this is the way we did it back at the beginning. more you meditate on these words, the more possible the impossible becomes.
Yep.
Amen.
The more real the unreal. What has been not approachable to you in the past is all of a sudden doable. Just by meditating on these things, the truth, and how God designed it. Meditate on those first three chapters in Genesis, and you'll see a pattern in there. God is a good God. We sang that this morning. Your goodness is running. And I like what Brother Greg Stephen said that morning. He said those three words, God is good, will determine your reality.
Right.
Amen.
Oh, praise God. Man who forgets what he looks like is exactly what he is. He's a forgetful hearer, and he's a forgetful seer. You know, when you see something, it goes into your mind, I guess. It goes, and pictures are, and it's established permanently. How can you forget? It's almost like you got to work at it to forget it. But the thing is, we're preoccupied with so many other things that catch our attention. And all of a sudden, we lose sight of who we are. That's the way Satan operates. And he's ready, waiting at that door to steal these things out of your heart right now. He comes immediately. Man who forgets himself is the forgetful hearer. Man who looks in the mirror and forgets, you know what he is? He's vulnerable to the currents and the flows, the temptations, the pulls, and the suggestions of the enemy. And those are all distractions to get him distracted away. God equips us with truth. He, say that, God equips me.
God equips me.
With truth.
With truth.
And he is no lie.
And he is no lie.
His word is truth.
His word is truth.
And this will help you see through errant doctrines, through wrong information to discern what's real and what's not real. Here's a good illustration of how God equips us. Let's say you get a phone call from somebody you know, and you recognize her voice and everything. And they say, oh, I'm so sorry to hear that your brother was killed in a car wreck. You didn't know that until this phone call. And they're telling you. Now all of a sudden you feel shock, grief, sorrow, sadness, and all of these things. Because you just realized that your brother just got killed in a car crash. What could I have done to prevent? You know, and you start thinking about all these things, and your mind is starting running 360. You didn't even know where they got that information from. They're just telling you because you kind of trust them. It's the way you have a relationship with them. Well, you see, if your consciousness has a relationship with this world and this world's information and what this world tells you, it could be right or wrong. What that person on the phone didn't know was that 10 minutes earlier than that, you just talked to your brother, and they got the wrong guy. So what happens is the right information that God equips you with, the truth, is there to intercept that lie and say, no, that doesn't belong, that's incorrect, and that doesn't pertain to me. That's been intercepted.
Yeah.
Because why? Because you know the truth.
Right.
Now you're free from the grief and everything that was meant to formed right. against you as.
Yeah.
And you are armed with truth. Why? Because you know the truth.
Yes.
My brother wasn't killed in a car crash. I just called and talked to him on the phone 10 minutes ago. Right. You got the wrong guy. Mm-hmm. You better check your facts. Mm-hmm. That pertains to you too, Fox News. You're not exempt just because you...
Yep.
See, that information will dismiss any validity that had. And that weapon will fall to the ground. I don't know if I could. That was anointed, wasn't it?
Pretty good sound effects there.
Do that again.
Yeah.
I was... Whammy's out. Truth is valuable.
Yes.
You need to value it.
Amen.
The revelation that comes from the Spirit is so good, and it will protect you from wasting emotions and times and the things of this world, and then bring you and captivate you up with the realities of heaven that will be eternal forever.
Praise
That's
God.
What we need to walk in.
Hallelujah.
You continue in the Word, and 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 continue in the Word, until it starts breaking through that crusty crud, those defaults in your mind, those mindsets. It'll start kicking in those gates of hell
Amen.
In your
Amen.
Mind, and start giving you a whole window into the spirit realm, into the kingdom of God, into the power of God. Yeah! Get, you gotta get the lion's roar about this thing. And when the devil comes about like a roaring lion, they go, Arr! And he'll go, kick the devil out the door. There's a little reggae song about the kick the devil out the door. He's a lie, lie, lie. But I don't know if I'm that strong, really, to just continue in the truth. Continue. I don't know if I'm just that strong. Well, you're not doing this in your strength. This is not your strength. If you could do it in your strength, you wouldn't have needed Jesus to go to the cross.
Right.
You wouldn't need the Holy Spirit to do it, and you wouldn't need the Word of God, because you could just do it on your own.
Right.
And there's a lot of the church who are doing just that. They're making decisions they have no counsel on.
Right.
Really, come on. We got to get back to ground zero here.
Yes.
Look at this. Turn to Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10. And it says this. Finally, my brethren, be. This is a state of mind. Be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Now, when I read that when I was young in the Lord, I said, yeah, I'm strong in the Lord. What is that? How do I do that? How do I be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might? Be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. And I go, yeah, okay, I'll do that. How do you do that? Well, who is the Lord?
Jesus.
Yeah. Who is the Lord? Let's turn to John chapter 1. Let's start at the beginning of the gospel, the beginning of the world.
The Word was with God.
Let's do this. In the beginning was
the
Word. And the Word was with God. And the Word was God. The same Word that was with God and was God was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, Him the Word. And without Him, the Word, was nothing made that was made. In Him, the Word was life, and the life was the light of men. Who is the Lord? He is the Word.
Yeah.
Be strong in the Lord. Be strong in the Word. And in the power of the might of the Word. Sow it into your heart. Speak it with your mouth.
Amen.
Let it come forth. You know, and here's the thing. Turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 13. We, having, say this,
I have
the same spirit of faith.
Same spirit of faith.
We having the same spirit of faith, according as it is written. What can never be altered? How did Jesus defeat the devil? It is written.
Right.
According as it is written. I believed, and therefore have I spoken. We also believe, and therefore speak. The door to supernatural strength, supernatural endurance, super maintenance of your liberties in Christ. It swings on two hinges. The hinge of believing and the hinge of speaking it. Believe it in your heart. Speak it with your mouth. Believe it in your heart. Speak it. Continue. You can't get saved without speaking words. The Word of God. It applies to all areas of life, all of our maturity, everything in Christ that we grow and attain to in Christ is simply acknowledging the truth that is already inside us. We have in the same spirit of faith, according as it is written. I have believed, therefore have I spoken. We also believe and therefore speak. We were studying 1 Corinthians, and we went to 1 Corinthians 2 as a reference, where it talked about that we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery or in secrets. That is your supernatural prayer language. And when you speak that language, it comes up and starts bringing up the wisdom of God, the strength of God, the endurance of God. It says, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. In Ephesians chapter 3, verse 20, it goes into some things there too. Ephesians 3, verse 20 says this. I'm sorry, verse 16 says that he would grant you according to the riches of his glory to be strengthened with might by his spirit, your inner man. That word might is dunamis. Think of a muscle man. Arnold Schwarzenegger. How did he get strong? By sitting on his couch watching exercise movies?
No.
Or whatever they are?
We wish.
No. But how do you work out your spirit? How do you strengthen your spirit? God's not going to do that for you. How do you strengthen, that you be strengthened with might by his spirit in your inner man?
Spend time in the Word.
Put the Word in. Put the Word in. Speak the Word out. Speak the Word out. But here's a shortcut, too. Pray in tongues.
Yes.
Amen.
You're exercising your spirit, man, when you pray in tongues.
Amen.
And you are edifying yourself.
Amen.
You are making yourself into an edifice of strength and endurance and power that can withstand all of the wiles of the devil, all the darts, everything. Pray in tongues. Get your mind acclimated. When you pray in tongues, your mind acclimates to the voice of the language of the Spirit.
Amen.
And you can discern what's your spirit, what's your idea, and what's God's. It'll become very evident to you. The more you pray in tongues, do it, continue. I will end this sooner or later. But continue. When we get to the finish line. Continue until you're free.
Amen. Yes. Hallelujah.
How long do you meditate on the Word? Well, until it starts talking to you.
Yeah.
But then you do it, and you do it, and you do it, and you do it.
Amen.
And then one day you just realize you're free.
Yes.
That doesn't have a grasp on you anymore, that these things don't mean that much to you anymore. That what you once, I wanted to be a rock and roll star. After I got saved, after I got filled with all, it really didn't matter to me anymore. That lifestyle and everything, just, it was the lifestyle I was really after, and not so much the music, although I was good at what I did. Mm-hmm. Phil can tell you that, I was good. And I played with guys that were good, really good, but they don't hold a candle to what Phil can do. Using his gifts for God.
Yeah.
Using gifts for God.
Yes.
Amen.
Let's wrap this up. I have the same spirit of faith. Say that.
I have the same spirit of faith.
According as it is written.
According as it is written.
I believe.
I believe.
Therefore have I spoken.
Therefore have I spoken.
It will come to pass.
It will come to pass.
Because I believe in my heart.
Because I believe in my heart.
And doubt not.
I doubt not.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
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 Did you get that today?
Yes.
I have the, say this, I have the wisdom of God.
I have the wisdom of God.
I have the ability of God.
I have the ability of God.
I have the power of God.
I have the power of God.
Working in me.
Working in me.
Living in me.
Living in me.
Establishing me.
Establishing me.
Opening up roadways to me.
Opening up roadways to me.
Giving me a life worth living.
Giving me a life worth living.
Opening up a future worth having.
Opening up a future worth having.
Giving me a relationship.
Giving me a relationship.
With my Father.
With my Father.
That will never end.
That will never end.
Jesus. So good. Faith is the victory that overcomes the world.
Yeah.
Continue and continue and continue. Did you get that?
Yes. Continue. Never stop.
Amen.
Yeah, I guess you did.
Amen.
Father, we thank you for your word.
Yes.
We declare that your word has the power to bring change to us, our situation, our families, to empower our prayers, because you've given us the scriptures. And when we return them to you, they're answered before we even return them to you.
Yes, Lord.
Because they're written, and they are in there forever. We ask, Father, your blessing on what we've heard today, that we realize new abilities that we never knew we had, simply because we are yours, simply because we will not be just hearers only, but we are doers of the word, because we will be doers of the word. Thank you, Father. That is our commitment, to be doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving ourselves and falling into the world's deception. But Lord, we have the information that will deliver us from errant doctrine, wrong information, because we're children of the truth. Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Jesus.
We ask you to watch over your word, fulfill it, and perform it in us, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
You are dismissed. If you need prayer for anything, please come up and avail yourself of that. Praise God. You are dismissed. Refreshments are in the cafe. And Matt will be back there.